I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. This next story is about a work of art called Domestic Tension. It was an installation at a Chicago art gallery in May 2007. It featured Iraqi artist Wafa Bilal, who lived in the gallery for a month. During that time, anyone who wanted to could go onto a website and shoot him with a remote-controlled paintball gun. That's the actual gun being fired. Wafa Bilal says he got the idea after watching a TV interview with an American soldier in Colorado. That soldier's job was to remotely control unmanned planes dropping bombs in Iraq.
When the reporter asked her whether she has any remorse, she said no, and I trust the order of my superior. It struck me because that's how my brother died in my hometown of Najaf in Iraq, and that's how I got the idea. I wanted to build something that is purely American, which is paintball, internet, and the distance we created from the new methods of war.
So your own brother was killed by an unmanned U.S. drone in Iraq.
That's correct. My brother Haji was killed by a strike that was orchestrated by the drone plane in our hometown.
Explain for us how the gallery functioned. You sat in the back, the paintball machine, some feet in front of you, basically point-blank range, and participants would remotely fire the paintball machine at you via an internet connection, right?
Very much so. What I did, I moved into the gallery space, and you could watch me at the same time for 24 hours, 7 days a week. And I decided to go for the duration of 30 days. Within that 30 days, you could shoot at any time. And at the same time, you could talk with me. So the objective here is to create not only a physical platform, but a virtual platform where we get connected, the comfort zone be connected to the conflict zone. And if you think of the project as kind of a miniature conflict zone within the larger space of the comfort zone.
And so what were people finding as their comfort zone? I mean, were there people who were like really into this idea or...
I was very surprised how many people got into this idea. By the end of the project, I had 65,000 shots were fired at me by people from 136 countries, and we had 80 million hits on the website.
Wow.
So it went beyond my expectation, and people start coming to the gallery from all over the Chicago area to report this is real, and we could see the physical and the mental impact on this man.
Well, what was the mental impact on you?
The mental impact, I had the post-traumatic stress disorder because I'd been in the war in Iraq and then in a refugee camp for 2 years.
The first war, the Gulf War.
Correct. And luckily, that faded away, but facing the gun 24 hours and the abuse online from the chat room, it brought everything back. I finished the project in 2007, and until this day, I cannot get more than 2 hours of sleep. I have to.
Why is that?
Because of the fear I faced in the paintball project. I have to be aware of people shooting at me 24 hours for an entire month. And it doesn't go away that easy. And that's my fear, because we haven't seen the effect of the Iraq war on the ground of the United States. We haven't seen what happened when 150,000 American soldiers come back with a post-traumatic stress disorder.
I'm wondering if you got more profound PTSD from the paintball project, from domestic tension, than you did from watching the Iran-Iraq war and the Gulf War.
I think so. And I think that's a good point, because watching Iraqi was over Iran war was kind of a distance, most of it TV. But this was real. This, I could get hit at any time, and I could get killed or severely injured. And it made me aware of how... being in the United States, we see the image pixelated, but really we have not been in touch with reality or what conflict zone look like.
So it's clear what the mental effects are on somebody being shot at, but also physically. I mean, paintballs are not thought to be dangerous, but that's not what you discovered when you were hit by,
not really.
What, 64,000 of them?
No, exactly, because paintball guns are designed to shoot from 200 feet. And here I have the gun at 20 feet. And imagine the gun was so strong to the point that would break a quarter inch plexiglass, all will break a computer. And even I have doctors come to the chat room room and said, hey, Wafa, please protect yourself.
Because you didn't wear the protective helmet.
I didn't, because I think at the beginning I wore the helmet, but then it's not connecting me to the people that are shooting me. And that's exactly what I want. I want people to look me in the face and shoot. And that's why I took the helmet out, and the only thing I wore is a goggle and a small vest to protect my chest. And I was hit many times, and it does really hurt and break the skin sometime.
Talk about how it made you feel when, you know, people would shoot and they would really fail to see the point of your project. At least that became clear from the kind of the online feedback you got.
I think I was furious with it, you know.
Furious
with it. But that being said, it has affected so many people. An example, about day 21, when so many people online shooting me, and all of a sudden I realized the gun is start going left. And I talked to my technician, I said, why the gun is going left? And he said, there are people dedicating themselves, sitting behind computers and directing the gun to the left so to prevent other people from shooting you. And I asked in the chat room, who are these people? And they said, we are a group of 39 people, call ourselves the Virtual Human Shield, and we are here to protect you. That's an example.
Wow.
Another example is when somebody broke the light from Estonia over the internet, and I was devastated because I keep the light in the project room all the way on. And when the light broke, I broke down as well. And 2 hours later, I saw this tall man walking into the studio and said, I saw somebody destroy your table lamp, and I'm here to give you a new one. And he told me, I'm a U.S. Marine, and I wish every Marine in Iraq could see this. No one will shoot at Iraqis or people as well.
Finally, Wafa Bilal, earlier this week, as you probably saw, there were images of shoes thrown at President Bush in Baghdad by a reporter. These pictures had a curious echo of your own work in domestic tension. I'm just wondering, when you saw that, what did you think about
it? To be honest, I didn't like the image because I don't think that image reflects Iraqis at all. And I know from my own experience, dialogue has much more impact than the physical act.
Artist Wafa Bilal, he's currently an assistant professor at the Tisch School of the Arts at New York University. His just published book is Shoot an Iraqi, Art, Life, and Resistance Under the Gun. Wafa, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks a lot. My pleasure, Mark.
If you want to see Wafa Bilal in his paintball installation, we have videos and photos at theworld.org.